Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
On screen now, you are looking at leaked text messages from former MAGA Congressman Matt Gaetz, in which he details private conversations that he's had with Donald Trump on the war in Iran. Now, Matt Gaetz is not texting underage girls for once, but this time he is being scolded by his mother for simply criticizing Trump. Matt Gaetz currently has a job on some third-rate news station. It's not even like OAN, it's OAN2 or something like that. Literally a third-rate reporter. We pull more views than him on an hourly basis than he pulls in a daily basis. I don't say that to gloat. I just mean we are currently rolling through a former MAGA congressman and we should be proud. So make sure you subscribe below to join the feed and continue the momentum. But Matt Gaetz on air has been criticizing the war in Iran and Donald Trump's moves. His mother decided to, you know, smack him a little bit, metaphorically, and say, do not criticize the president. We are seeing Matt Gaetz being pressured outwardly by his mother. And then Matt Gaetz begins to change the way he covers the war. So a TikTok account that goes by the name of Tides of March posted this video. It says, POV, you're sitting behind Matt Gaetz and he's texting his mommy and they are sitting on what looks to be an American Airlines flight and Matt Gaetz is grabbing his luggage. But throughout this flight, he was scrolling through his text messages and we get a sneak peek. Let's read through them bit by bit and I'll break down what's going on. So it starts off rather normal, just text between him and his mom. It reads, I need to leave here for Seaside at 10:30. Can you be here? Then place WC in the flex. Hope you're back home from Arizona. He says, I am. You can see me on your tracking application. They're then talking about congressional baseball game is on. Hilarious. Ogle Republican just made a diving catch. He then says, where do you have your brokerage accounts? You know, just normal conversations. But then politics gets involved. She says, don't be criticizing the president or his actions. He's trying to keep us safe. That's his job. MAGA will turn on you. You will lose viewership. Your days in Congress are over. Practice of law? Let's not mess up the media gig. Is that like a thinly veiled threat from his mother? It says, you will lose viewership. Your days in Congress are over. Practice of law. Let's not mess up the media gig. The president has been a very good friend to you. He hates betrayal. Be smart, not stubborn. And this is all because on his OAN or like OAN2 gig, whatever he's doing these days, Matt Gaetz was saying something to the effect of, this reminds me of the war on terror. Even when somebody said, why are you on Iran's side? He said, this is a 2025 version of Bush saying you're either with us or you're against, or you're with the terrorists. It felt good for a while. Then it resulted in forever wars, Republicans losing control of Congress, and Obama being elected. It was a dumb argument then and now. I'm not pro-Iran. So he's saying, you know, Trump shouldn't be starting these wars, and his mom is then coming down and saying, like, dude, don't be criticizing the president. He says, I'm trying to guide him, not criticize him. Damn, the hubris. You think you're going to guide Trump? He says, I'm trying to guide him, not criticize him. But I've never been freer to share my views, and I'll continue to do so. I think about the people who cheered the Iraq war because they liked Bush. Those people have blood on their hands, so he's comparing it to Bush. Don't guide him in the public square. He has intelligence and briefing that you are not privy to, I'm assuming she means. But, like, Trump doesn't do his daily intelligence briefings, and he also argues with his DNI, his Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, on a daily basis. So what are you talking about? Then he says, Iran's program posed no threat to the U.S. North Korea actually does. And then she says, not privy, you know, correcting herself. I think Iran's nuclear program in the long term would pose a threat to the U.S. And I can defend that. The Iranian regime has many times talked about their end goal. And keep in mind, the Iranian regime is like an authoritarian regime separate from the Iranian civilians. The civilians are great. The regime itself is, you know, very, very extremist and would be willing to nuke the entire region because they believe in this idea of certainty of paradise. I've talked a lot about it extensively with my dad, who has spent a large portion of his life in the Middle East, in Syria, in Jordan. We've talked a lot about this. But to continue, he says Iran's nuclear program posed no threat. And then to continue, mom says right after this, or no, he says, you'd be surprised. Guiding DJT always includes a private component and a public component. The camera shakes for 1 second. Then it continues. I've been doing it 4 days straight. Been talking to him rather constantly. I feel deep shame that I failed. And above, his mom says, your broken relationship with the administration makes it impossible to do your global business. So they're currently arguing about his career, and he's saying, lol, I'll move to my fully paid for condo in paradise. And then with the Israeli flag. And then she says, how many times do you want to hit the wall? She's basically grilling him, saying like, yo, you've already failed in your law career. You failed in your congressional career. Media is all you got. He says, I'm a happily married man with a son on the way, 2 penthouse condos, a 1-to-1 real estate set to debt ratio, and $500K in my bank account cash. I guess I'll keep hitting it till I die. He's getting defensive with his mom. And honestly, his mom is kind of pressing him up about the wrong things. I mean, your son sure has money, but you should be pressing him on what he's spending it on or who he's Venmoing it to, rather. Hint, hint. To continue, he says, I'm a happily married man with a son on the way. I like how he's just showing these texts with his mom. Left unchecked, Iran would have gotten nuclear weapons and delivery systems because no other president in the past stopped them and no future one would. That is effing delusion. Obama stopped them. Obama had a similar concern, and Obama cut a diplomatic deal. Obama was right with his intelligence. He was right with his deal, but he just didn't know Trump would come tear it up. This says, from Matt Gaetz after, Iran has been 3 months away from a nuke since 1992. They had surrendered their ICBM program in 2003. They have done no research and development on re-entry or capability. These are facts. This says, it's going to say, by your logic, we should take away Israel's nukes. But it's going to say, oh, by your logic, he then says, by your logic, should we bomb North Korea? Also, wasn't Saddam on his way to getting nukes? How did that work out? I guess you more identify with the Obama presidency, says his mom. Oh, she accused him of being an Obama supporter. That's probably big in their family. This says, let's just send more billions and have no sanctions. Clinton allowed North Korea to get their nuke program in place. This says Obama doubled down on the Afghanistan war. He was way more pro-war than Trump. Trump hopes this is like Soleimani. So do I, but there is a chance it isn't. Obama spent trillions waging war. Okay, a little bit of, you know, misnomer there. Okay, Obama spent trillions continuing wars that Bush started. He didn't start any new wars. In fact, Trump continued those wars too. Trump continued that same war in Afghanistan. It wasn't until Biden that we pulled out. But the idea that Trump hopes this is like Soleimani, that's actually true. 5 years ago, Trump assassinated Qassem Soleimani, an Iranian general, and Iran struck back in a very light way, and there were no further escalations. Trump took the gamble that it would be like this again, but it seems like his gamble has failed. Then his mom says, this is Grump's Reagan movement. By Grump, she means Trump. I hope it works out. I feel safer. This says Clinton has a good Iran policy. Reagan showed restraint after Iranians killed some Americans. Note, so they're agreeing right here. Clinton has good Iran policy. This says, I reminded Trump of that last week, that Reagan showed restraint. North Korea mostly developed nuke capability under Bush because we were distracted and mired in Middle East regime change. The delivery capability that matters. Remember, these wars are always popular at first, but history turns. Very, very interesting conversation between Matt Gaetz and his mom. It's a normal family debate, but not really, because Matt Gaetz' mom is trying to put her thumb on the scale and get him to suck up to Trump and be more MAGA state media. It's a good thing that we are currently crushing Matt Gaetz in month-over-month growth and views, and we will continue to do so if you guys, comments and blue hearts, subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.